have turned over now. Conceptual components are levels of description in the sense that we're considering them. When we're investigating, as it were, looking at our formalism with an eye to awareness of conceptual possibilities, how our awareness of conceptual possibilities arising from the conceptual, structures in terms of which awareness of our imaginative and intuitive awareness of the kinds of structures in terms of which we might accommodate our conceptions of order to one another, might affect our view of mathematical formalism. Certainly the kind of mathematical formalism which is really viewed as just yielding its own interpretation, which interpretation is not sensitive to the possibility of to the notion of wider kinds of mathematization, as different kinds of mathematization are somehow directly embodying underlying the formulation, direct formulation of novel fundamental concepts, for new fundamental concepts of the kind of order necessary for the description, new fundamental concepts necessary for the grasping of the most general facts of the physical world, the most general kinds of structure, most fundamental kinds of structure, particular kinds of the idea of there being a kind of relationship between the ways in which the variables vary over domains in some sense in the natural world. The monistic theory, of course, reflected in the view of the transcendence of categories discussed in QG 75. The point you wanted to make is that if, for instance, a modification of the present day differentiable manifold picture of space time emerged, depending essentially on the existence of a spinor structure, it wouldn't be a modification in our theory of differentiable manifolds. It would be a modification in the way, our view of the way in which the structure of space, the way in which our physical our mathematical theories, an alteration in our mathematical theory within the system of functional, as it were, alteration of mathematical theory, which made it more specific, which concerned operating with this perspective of the correlation of kinds of structures we arising in systems of quantities, is purely mathematically defined in terms of mathematical formalism. Allowed, as it were, more specific, for instance, the more specific kind of formalism which is better adapted to the description of those aspects of very specific structure, namely the universe, which is not formally adequately understood. Well, that's one picture, but it's also the fact that the ways in which we alter the mathematical theory also allow for conceptual unifications within the mathematical theory, and those conceptual unifications within the mathematical theory as pointing us right back in the direction of the relationship between the most fundamental elements, most fundamental notions in the mathematical theory, and the most fundamental concepts in terms of which we conception of the kinds of the physical order, conception of the kinds of structure, the most fundamental and general kinds of structure that we can actually encounter in the conception of the world are engendered. Say something about perspective or correlation of being engendered by perception of the possibilities of modifying, engendered by the possibilities of modifying the mathematical structure so as to allow a more specific derivation of some the derivation of some quantity in a way which allows, or sort of hints at unification. But unification, from the point of view of a completely Platonistic conception of the mathematics involved, which is, it was simply specializes the application of a more general theory, which is always also being developed as a purely as a piece of pure mathematics. The significance from the point of view of ontology of the Twister program the possibilities of counting as being fundamental, but that doesn't, of course, mean that the transfinite, non-denumerable structures of mathematics may cease to have validity for understanding of the physical world, but that, of course, doesn't mean that they are any the less valid as being defined in terms of the cumulative hierarchy. So this is why the great danger of the Mabry position, see the Mabry position in detail, of signing as well ontological significance outside mathematics to the notion of collection taken in extension. The in terms of your discussion in there's a very general, this is a slightly later set of notes you're making now, there's a very general quarrel with the programme of the conception of mathematization implicit in Bohm. At the same time, this is the great danger, is to view abstract structure in mathematics in the way discussed by Bohm. Abstract structure arises from the well-foundedness of the membership relation. There's nothing, there's no ontological significance in the membership relation, it's argued. At the same time, from the point of view of the kind of... there's a general question about the relationship between the ontology type of the theory and the conceptual structure and the mathematical formism as discussed by Hooker. There's a danger in the position that he takes, and it's one which I want to clarify very precisely and show how, nonetheless, it can lead to an interesting, fruitful research program in mathematics. How fruitful a heuristic point of view, a research program in foundations, looking as a non-set theoretical approaches to foundations, and clarifying particularly the status of the set theoretical concepts, which I think we can clarify, from the introduction, clarify the status of the set theoretical concepts, clarify the, in a way which will not allow the repetition, see, for instance, the cumulative hierarchy, as the mathematical structures, somehow, the notion of the mathematical structures somehow supervening on and allowing us to pick out the kind of structures, systems among systems of quantities which are occurring in the physical world. The ultimate validity of that point of view, but there is a general conceptual question tied up with the account of how the domains of the variation have the variation of the variables and ways in which connected with the domains of variation, the physical of quantities in the physical world are connected with the and systems of quantities with structure, particularly notion of the asymmetrical notion of those, as it were, arising from some more fundamental structure, which itself, the question whether that is analysable in purely set theoretical terms, the notion, in other words, of the, for instance, the if we base ourselves on the sort of contemplation of pictures which seems to be involved for Hooker when he talks about the probability calculus, the idea of the structure form and calculus as reflecting as a cooperative transposition of the structural logical description, structural descriptive account of the physical world, particularly the structural descriptive account of the physical world, which from the point of view of what we can make intelligible to ourselves in terms of an ontology, a metaphysics, principle of coherence of an ontology. See the morphic conception of identity and the notion of these, that's a way of speaking, talking about transcendental categories in, discussed by Wheeler in the Quantum Gravity Symposium seems to point to, as it were, some final level which the kinds of the possibilities which one might almost dare to say contradictions are reconciled, or rather the ways in which the contradictory, the conceptual aspect correlates in terms of the conceptual correlates in terms of the perspectives as rooted in ontology of the model, alternative principles, coherence of ontology, from which the kinds of order, this is the false notion which I want to combat, there's perspectives from which the was rooted in the originating in putative alternative principles appearance ontology, in terms of which the kinds of conceptual the conceptualization as making explicit reference to alternative principles of coherence of ontology, which is where the is of composition, the kind discussed by Hooker, atomistic ontology is only one. I'm going to argue that certain aspects of the mathematical formalism, certain the structure of the formal calculi with which this, as it were, metaphysics is supposedly associated, actually necessary for the description of any provide a basis for. And in terms of accounting for the relationship between domains of variation of quantities, that's to say, courses, forms of relationship between courses, values, variables, Verlaufen, as they occur in the formalized mathematical theories, and the way that the variables think. That is to say, the way in principle in which domains of variation of quantities in the world can be thought of, are to be thought of, to be discussed, or to be explained, the more important point. Lorvier's program having given some sort of hint at, in discussing the, in touching on the opposition between the notion. Of the sort of conflict, putative conflict in conception between the notion of succession of fixed structures, domain of variation and succession of fixed structures, and some notion of continuously variable quantity, kind of continuity, in other words, which is not presently adequately dealt with in terms of our existing socio-theoretical arithmetic formulations. That in turn seems to relate back to a view about the way in which our conception of what kind of structure in mathematics is most fundamental. This reflects our conception of what kind of structure in the world is most fundamental, and the argument about arithmetization. And socio-theoretic foundations touched on by Lorvier. Which does deserve consideration, but the perspective from which he approaches it leads to a research program in the foundation of mathematics on the question. A great deal hinges there on the notion of whether a non-linear sheaf theory can be made intelligible, which we're going to look at that in more detail. This is a completely separate point, one that you were going to make much earlier, right at the beginning, in fact late last night, on the 3rd, on the 2nd of March 1978, today is the 3rd of March. I made late last night looking at the Relativity Groups and Topology, 1963 Le Houche volume. expectations of the kind of principal character ontology associated with the interpretation, as I said, in the sense that a calculus, in Hooker's view, is thought of as reflecting the ontology of the domain, principal coherence of ontology of the domain. Actually, we absolutely demand atomic, atomistic conception of reality. It's argued in the sense that Mabry deals with the notion of, discusses in his Ross about Cantorian foundations for set theory. We demand that conception as an absolutely primitive basis, conceptual basis for a description of the world. And the putative departures from this alternative awareness of conceptual possibilities received post alternatives to this can be shown to be ultimately confused or misleading. That is a very large and substantial claim about the possible logical form of the world. Atomism, the remarks in the introduction to Burgos, seriously, as a claim of this kind. But talking about these were the expectations, the great dangers of attempting, basing ourselves on this kind of intuitive and imaginative reasoning, contemplation of pictures, asking what kind of considerations can be imagined as leading to the idea of, and then some kind of structure in the world of which our existing formalism provides, enables us to describe, and it describes within, as I say, the dimension of a differentiable manifold, it describes it within the context of a theory, of differential manifolds, open sets, which is related to, debatable within our set theory, the notion of a well-founded collection of well-founded membership relations and so on, as absolutely fundamental, using it as a model for space-time. The kind of questions we might ask about the global structure of space-time, the relationship between the global and the local properties of space-time, just touched on by Gray's, leading us to directly question some of the the principle of coherence of the ontology of this theory. So this is not, but you're going to argue that is incorrect. The even completely coordinate free, for instance, all the structures of alternative mathematical formalism, so you argue, can be built up from on a purely set theoretic basis. Compare GB's restriction. You argue that this is in fact far too restrictive. Incidentally, going back to what you said before, the kind of restriction that you had in mind was that in the 1963 Lehouche volume, when he's talking about fluctuations and the one, as it were, level of which the perspective for coherence of ontology was founded, a fundamental analogy, the wave-like properties, the ultimately plenum picture, as it were, it suggests, certain terms which are closely associated with the plenum picture suggest a way of viewing. Describing the way in which certain kind of structure arises, but the actual mathematical analysis called for, dealing, for instance, with fluctuations, is entirely one which is founded upon an ontology, atomistic conception. It is indeed an entirely atomistic conception, in the sense that atomistic conception of the kind discussed by Mabry is demanded for any calculus, because all these calculi are based on set theory. Compare the non-set theoretical view of foundations of mathematics and dealing with some sort of abstract structure, the kind of abstract structure which is not in which the notion of elements of being an element of membership in a set, element being an element of, is involved, not involved. And actually the argument is that this notion of being a member of, being an element of, is precisely associated with a kind of ontology. Specific kind of ontology for the physical world, which you want to eschew. we don't want any, but in fact it's not, of course, that's the thing that seems to be at the back of Lorvier's mind, his discussions about domains of variation, but in fact it's quite false. We the context in which we do need to treat this precisely, I think, is the notion of the universe as an absolutely specific structure, the kinds of concepts which we might choose to formulate directly in response to intuitive and imaginative ideas, in terms of which we might attempt to formulate descriptions, were not connected with the breaking up into see what Graves has to say, not connected with the atomistic conception, see all the remarks by Boehm and others, as demanding for its proper formulation radically novel mathematical systems which cannot be dealt with by the existing mathematical foundations, within existing mathematical frameworks, and particularly which demand that we look at ways that, now for instance, this kind of set theoretic semantics is related to a kind of ontologization of the world. You're going to argue that's completely mistaken. Though the mistake is of a more subtle kind and has ramifications within the foundations research in mathematics, it's for instance in discussion in Hooker, it's a mistake which we want to give a very very full account. The notion of abstract structure in mathematics, some kind of abstract structure to be encountered in the world, and the accounts, for instance, of the role of conceptualization, the kind of conceptualization, as it were, which argued that mathematics, particular approaches to mathematics, is argued to, in fact, see, for instance, the Siegel's remarks in Problems in Analysis about the relationship between the very complex questions about the relationship between foundational theoretical desiderata and the kinds of mathematical structures in terms of which we treat, for instance, the relationship between equations and how the generalization of some mathematical structures and allows us to treat perhaps more realistic cases. The problem about generic models is discussed in the paper on ordinary differential equations and physics and catastrophe theory, just as a very limited branch of the more general theory of differential systems. But the notion of a differential manifold is itself embodying some kind of conceptualization which might be open to questions discussed, for instance, in, as touched on in Boehm, in Sissach's remarks about completely closed system and the business about open sets and nonlinear sheaf theory, and the remarks in Graves and in